we did.
TDA for the Tennessee Valley Authority.
For all of that, for a month and a half, we didn't use our air conditioning. Uh-huh. And this was in 74. Our electricity bill was $15. I couldn't believe it because we left Alabama. And for half a month in Alabama, it was $30.
Oh, so I was just and what I had done, I had just resigned myself to the fact that inasmuch as they have an attic fan here too, when we came, they had the attic fan as well as the air conditioning. And it's kind of like the hen and the egg. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chicken and the egg, which came first? And I said they just put it both there, you know, almost at the same time. My father says, well, no, they probably had the attic fan first. And then got the air conditioning because it didn't serve the purpose quite as well. But I'm telling you, in May and in June, up until I came home from the hospital on the 17th of June, I had just resigned myself to the fact that I was just going to use an attic fan because of the bills being so high. And then when I got my first bill from the electric company, I was just dumbfounded having it $117. That's right, and using an attic fan.
That really is expensive.
Yes, indeed. And when I called down there and they said, oh no, it was, you have central air, you'll have it. I said, but I haven't been using it. And then the very next month, I started using the air conditioning.
It went down.
And it went down.
And if that's the hottest,
read the meters.
What month would that have been?
That would have been July.
Well, that's the hottest month.
That's the hottest month of all. Yeah. And I really started using it after I brought the baby here, and he was just suffering so from the heat. And evidently, he just missed the air conditioning comfort of the hospital.
Probably
didn't. I said, I'm not going to make you have to sit up here and suffer when I can do something about it.
A couple of other questions about houses. Have you ever seen houses that have,
they look like this, there may be a,
you have a room here and a room here and a big open hall down there. That's another good picture. You have a room like this and a room like this. A big open hall down the middle here. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen
gun shot houses?
Mm-hmm.
You can see at the back door from the front.
The gunshot house. That's the kind of house that you can open. It's just got like three rooms in a row, and you can open up all the doors and just look from one end.
Right, exactly.
There's another kind of house that's similar, except the hall doesn't have any kind of door at all. It's maybe two rooms. You have a room here, and then an open hall. You don't have to open the door. There's no door. You can just, and then a room on the other side. You have a name for that kind of house?
Not offhand.
Have you ever heard that called a dog trot?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be that house. I don't think would ever be built in a city anyway. What about a house that has a long entry hall that's maybe set at a 90-degree angle to a large room? Do you have a name for that kind of house? It's shaped like this, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. L-shaped house, right? Mm-hmm. And, let's
like
see.
Dining rooms and living room combinations are often, quite often designed.
Mm-hmm. And, so we mentioned that are there any houses in Montgomery that you think are just unique, that are just one of a kind, so that they're so different that you take somebody to see? Is any kind of house is that unique in Montgomery you can think of?
I can't think of one. No.
Most of them just
not run of the mill.
Yeah, not very distinctive.
No, indeed.
Oh, now. We talked about apartments. We mentioned condominium apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building?